for a first day, what, how did it go?
I think it was kind of like what you expect. You know, there was a lot of good things. There's a lot of things that we can clean up. I think what you really liked, Gary, was just the energy and the way guys competed. You know, want to be smart, staying off the ground, working our calls, our communication, some of the different things. But there's a lot of good things that we can clean up. But I think just in terms of the way the guys competed together on both sides of the ball, we were pleased with that. So it was a good start.
Sean, obviously Aaron's not here today. Do you anticipate him arriving throughout any of OTAs, and where is that contract situation at?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of where it's been, Lindsay. We're in constant dialogue and communication with his representation. It is something that we want to get resolved. As far as a timetable, don't really have any dates on that. You know, I don't expect Aaron to be here until we get a resolution to that. And, you know, he and I have had good dialogue. I spoke with him last week. Kind of like we've talked about, this feels a lot different than last year. Certainly, you know, any time that you have something where the team comes together, to have a player that's as important as he is here, you would prefer that. But, you know, it is voluntary. We understand that. And we have a lot of respect and understanding for kind of what's going on. And we're proactively pursuing that resolution, and we're hopeful to come to that at some point.
A lot of new faces on defense, obviously, and you lost some, you know, guys who were leaders last year. How do you go about replacing that? Is it organic, or do you identify certain guys who you think maybe can fill leadership roles?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rich. I think the best way that happens is organically, and I think really it's about guys collaborating and playing together. You know, as long as the communication is what we want, as far as some of the motivation, some of those different things, we got a lot of guys on this team in general, offense, defense, special teams that are vocal leaders. But I think what most of our players would tell you that resonates more than anything is, you know, going about your work and being consistent in that approach day in and day out. You know, we talk about consistency being the truest measurement of performance. And I think with the way that a lot of guys work on this team, that naturally is a way of leading, just by doing all the little things the right way. And we've got a lot of guys on both sides of the ball that are doing that right now. And I think that kind of just organically sorts itself out. Certain positions, you're naturally thrust in a role where you've got to communicate, you know, the quarterback and center on offense, the Mike linebacker, some of the safeties with the communication that takes place on the back end. But I've been really impressed with a lot of guys, and we're, you know, we're excited about just seeing as the rest of the week progresses.
Well, what have been what were your impressions today to see Peters and Tlaib on the defensive side? Going 11-on-11.
Yeah, you know, it's been exciting. It's fun to see those corners out there, guys that you have a lot of respect for, and just watching them. And I think you just see great instincts, great awareness, natural movement, you know, the short space quicks, you know, the lateral agilities. Marcus got his hands on a couple balls. You can see Aqib does a great job when he's playing visual on the quarterback, and then when he also comes up and challenges people and kind of plays man where he's direct vision on the receiver. So, you know, you certainly feel those guys out there. I know that they're excited about just continuing to get more and more familiar with, you know, some of the things with the terminology of the system. You know, Aqib's got a lot of experience in this system, so it's been pretty natural for him. And being around Marcus, you can see, got a great feel for the game, understands situational football, just watching how he's been in the meetings with Aubrey and E, and then, you know, really in phase two with some of the drills, stuff like that, and then getting him to compete out here today was fun to watch.
Just checking out a couple of guys, didn't see Barron or Obo.
Yeah, Barron was out there today. You know, he's a guy that he's had a couple things in this offseason where he's recovering. We're going to be smart with Mark, so don't expect him to participate in the offseason program, but we expect him to be ready to go at some point for camp. And then with Obo, unfortunately, he had a little foot injury, got some surgery, but expect him to be back for training camp at some point. When that timetable is, not exactly sure, but you know, we're excited about, you know, the way that his surgery went last week, and optimistic about him being able to make a return at some point. Not sure when that would be. Reggie and his staff will do a great job kind of keeping us up to speed, you know, as we get closer to those dates.
Is there anyone else that you don't anticipate will participate and or having surgical issues?
You know, right now those are the main guys, Gary. You know, there's always going to be some guys that will be a little bit more reluctant to kind of thrust into some of these situations in the off season if they're still recovering from some ailments. You know, you always want to be smart, especially with some of the veteran players, and not really push it, but still give guys a chance to come out and compete. But those are the main guys that stand out. You know, Matt Longacre's a guy that we're going to be patient, you know, as he kind of just continues to recover from some of the things he had back-wise. But we're always going to be patient with those guys, and you know, we'll see as we move forward.
How about...
Obviously very early, but what did you think of your first glimpse of Brandon Cooks, and how versatile is he? Do you think he'll be for real?
Yeah, I think he did a great job. You know, one of the things that's been really impressive about Brandon is how smart and conscientious he's been in the meetings, you know, his attention to detail, and then being able to translate it in some of the stuff in phase two, and then watching him compete today. Made a lot of nice plays on the ball. You can feel him in a lot of different phases of our offense, and I thought he did a nice job today. Jared and him, you know, they had a good rapport, and I think, you know, we expect that to only increase, you know, as the offseason progresses.
How about Jared? Last year at this time, you're trying to install the offense and get him up to speed. Now with a year in it, how is it different now?
Yeah, I think it's just that. It's that he's got another year under his belt. I think, you know, any time that you're able to, you know, have a certain level of success, that gives you some confidence. One of the things that you always respect and have such a, you know, high level of appreciation with Jared is that he's never been somebody that's been fazed by good or bad, just kind of always has had that even-keeled demeanor and disposition, even coming into last year with the way that some things had gone prior. But I think he's confident. I think he truly is becoming that extension of the coaching staff that you hear us refer to commonly. Gary, and you know, I think the game's slowing down a little bit for him now. It certainly is, you know, when you really get measured or when you can get tackled and you play in some live games, and we know that there's going to be a lot of great challenges ahead, but I think in terms of the command and really taking, you know, a great grasp of the offensive system and kind of understanding the intent of everything that we're trying to get done, I've been really pleased with Jared, and I thought he had a really good first day.
Specific areas with him where you're looking for him to show improvement?
You know, I think with the quarterback position in general, Lindsay, you know, we always talk about decision, timing, and accuracy. And, you know, always want to make great decisions, always want to take care of the football, you know, try to throw on time and rhythm when the pocket allows and different things like that. And how accurately can you throw the football? Those are things that'll be never ending. But, you know, we always talk about that. And I think, you know, just with the amount of information and, you know, how many different things these quarterbacks have to process on any given down, you know, that's always going to be the constant, you know, kind of, you know, point of emphasis for them is, all right, let's understand the play. What are the intent? What's the intent of the play? Then what are the mechanics? And then what are the potential problems that could arise within the framework of that play that I might need to solve, whether that be protection based or some of the coverages? And, you know, I think that's really when you kind of get to that mastery level of the offense. And I know he and the quarterbacks as a whole are doing that.
Any impression so far of Sue? And was he here participating in the off-season program before OTAs began?
Yeah, he's been in and out, and there's some different things that we knew going into it. And, you know, he's a guy that when you look at just the, you know, the ability to be able to be available, how productive he's been year in and year out, he's got a pretty strict regimen that we kind of understood. And he's been here at some points, and then there's other times when he's been working out and doing some different things. But those were things that we knew kind of going into it, Gary. But he was here today. You could see he stayed engaged, and he kind of knew what to do. I think any time that you're getting comfortable with some of the calls and different things that occur up front, some of the different movements and things, he'll only get more and more comfortable working with Coach Johnson and Coach Phillips. But, you know, any time that you see a big guy that can move like that and in the way that he can get off the ball, you certainly feel him offensively.